Hey guys, this is Gautam and you're watching our channel Cooking with Sapna. So guys, today we are going to show you our recipe for Dum Aloo Biryani. A wonderful amalgamation of spices, herbs, potatoes and basmati rice. Dum Aloo Biryani is also famous, a very famous I should say, in Kolkata, originated in the kitchen of Nawab of Lucknow, Wajid Ali Shah, in 1856, who was then exiled to Kolkata by Britishers. I will tell you more of this story in the later part of this video. But for now, let's make Dum Aloo Biryani. For making Dum Aloo Biryani, let's prepare the rice first. For making rice, we will take nearly 1.5 cup of basmati rice, washed and soaked at least for 20 minutes. Nearly 2 cups of water. And guys, be careful while adding water. Quantity of water also depends on the quality of rice you are using. So just add water according to the indication given on the rice sack. 1 teaspoon of salt and 1 teaspoon of oil, few drops of lemon juice. Now we will let it cook until rice are nearly 90% cooked. We will cook the rest of the 10% while making biryani. So guys, while our rice are cooking, let's make our Dum Aloo. So first of all, we will heat oil for frying. And we will fry our baby potatoes until they are golden. I'm using nearly 10 to 12 baby potatoes here. Our potatoes are golden now. We'll take them out in a plate on a tissue paper. Now we are going to prick them using a fork so that all the masalas of the biryani, it go deeply into the potatoes. So in this way, our potatoes are ready for biryani. And in the same oil, we are going to add now our onions to make the crispy onion barista, which will be added later into the layers of the biryani. So we will fry them until they become golden and crispy. I'm frying here nearly 3 medium-sized onions chopped. So guys, story behind adding potatoes into a meat delicacy. Yes, biryani is a meat delicacy. It's very interesting. It starts from Wajid Ali Shah when he was dethroned and exiled to Kolkata. So he was a very food lover, food fanatic, and he took all his kitchen, all the bawarchis and khansama with him. And while he was in Kolkata, he was really running out of money. So his chefs, they toned down all the masalas, spices, and replaced a portion of meat with potatoes, which were very cheap. And that's how it became the Dum Aloo or potato biryani. And it became later very famous in Kolkata. So our onions are all golden and crispy. So we'll take out some of the onions in a plate for layering in the biryani later. And rest of them we will use for making masala for Dum Aloo. So for making masala for Dum Aloo, we will add nearly 1 teaspoon of cumin seed and whole spices, nearly 2 to 3 bay leaves, 2 sticks of cinnamon, 2 black cardamom, star anise 1, and some cloves. We are just going to stir them. Now we are going to add 2 tablespoons of each of ginger, grated, and 2 tablespoons of garlic, and we are going to saute them slightly. Now raw smell of ginger garlic is gone. We are going to add now 4 to 5 green chilies chopped, 4 to 5 tomatoes chopped. We are going to stir them slightly. And now comes the part of adding all our spices. We are going to add 1 teaspoon of turmeric powder, 4 teaspoons of coriander powder, 4 teaspoons of biryani masala. Guys, you can also make biryani masala at home. Check our recipe of 5 masala suggested in the video. 1 teaspoon of garam masala, 1 teaspoon of red chili powder, and salt to taste. We will mix it and let it cook until tomatoes are soft. Our tomatoes are soft and more or less into a gravy. At this stage, we will add a little bit of chopped coriander and mint leaves. And we will add our potatoes and cook them and let them absorb all the spices and juices. So our dam aloo masala is ready. Let's check our rice. Rice are also more or less cooked. As I said, we will cook them only 90% and rest of them we will cook in biryani. So now comes the part to layer the biryani. For layering, we will add nearly half of the dam aloo masala into the base of a pot. We will spread it evenly. And then we will add one layer of our rice. Now we will sprinkle little bit of saffron milk, little bit of clarified butter, fried onion, the barista we prepared earlier. Now we will make another layer with the dam aloo masala. Now we will spread it evenly and we will add now another layer of rice. Now again we will sprinkle some of the saffron milk. Guys, the spices, all the smells, they are really amazing. So we are adding saffron milk again, little bit of clarified butter, our crispy golden onion barista, and some of the chopped coriander and mint leaves. So in this way our layering is done. Now we will cover it with a lid and seal the pot with the dough. We will take some dough in our hand and we will roll it. And we will seal the edges of the lid in this way. So the edges are sealed properly. Now we will let it cook on simmer for at least 15 to 20 minutes. So our dam aloo biryani is cooking from last 15 minutes. So let's remove the dough and check the biryani. It smells really amazing. Let's take it out on a plate. And in this way, our dam aloo biryani is ready. And finally comes the time for trying our aloo dam biryani. So let's try it. No words, delicious, softly made potatoes with deeply penetrated spices along with basmati rice and the flavors and aroma of saffron and clarified butter, an amazing combination. Guys, you can pair your dam aloo biryani with bundi raita, with the vegetable raita, mint and coriander chutney, with pickle, or simply as a salad. It will be an ultimate combination. So guys, do try this recipe and let us know how it turned out. So guys, I hope you like our videos. If you do, subscribe, like and share. And for more detailed recipe, do visit our website cookingwithsapna.com and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Do press the bell icon for new video notifications. So guys, take care, stay safe. See you next time.